بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون. In the previous ayat we read that one is hidayat bayan, that the things what have to, we have to believe in, all the righteous things are discussed. That is, and by that if a person follows he gets hidayat. And one is hidayat tawfiq, that Allah gives a person that hidayat. And a person automatically then, once that hidayat comes from Allah, he changes his life. And in the same way, misguidance also, one is like shaitan and all the friends and brothers of shaitan who explain all the evil and wrong things, who show the evil as right, the right as evil, change all things, concepts of Islam into different things, etc. And the other is the misguidance itself. That is also only from Allah Ta'ala. And as explained, that is not just that Allah misguides a person, but because of the evil and the wrong that he does. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ اور گمراہ نہیں کرتا اس مثل سے مگر بدکاروں کو. And Allah Ta'ala does not just misguide anyone, yeah, particularly referring to the example of given of the mosquito. That the example Allah has given of these very insignificant things in the Quran Sharif, like the mosquito, the fly, the spider, and the kuffar of Makkah, they had an objection to this, that Allah is so great, so honorable, how can He discuss some such insignificant things? The explanation given was that if you want to discuss something insignificant, something dirty, something evil, you have to compare it to that which the listener knows is evil. And then only you can't compare something which is evil with something good and try and explain it. Something which is insignificant has to be given. So the example here of the mosquito was given, that it is such an insignificant thing, and particularly here, that this dunya is just like that mosquito. In other words, a mosquito is such, as long as it's hungry, it sucks blood from people. And the minute it gets full, it dies. Like that, this dunya, people who live for this dunya, they become mad in this dunya, and then Allah takes them to task suddenly. Either in this dunya, or surely in the akhirat, and when maut comes, and then they wonder what happened so suddenly. We were enjoying such a wonderful life, now what happened? So that could be only explained by the example of a mosquito. So Allah says, by that example, Allah misguides the fasiqeen, those who take the wrong aspect of it, and they object to Allah, that how could Allah give such an example? So because of this, now they get misguided. They are rude and disrespectful to Allah Ta'ala, and this disrespect, as explained, is one major cause of a person's deprivation of hidayah. When a person shows disrespect to his parents also, parents' hearts also go off those children. You show disrespect to your ustad, your sheikh also, and disrespect to the anbiya, and disrespect to Allah Ta'ala, then this is the consequences. So it is not from Allah's side that Allah misguides a person, but because of the evil that we do. And this disrespect, bi-adabi, is one major cause of deprivation. So a person should be very careful of that. This fasiqeen, which are referred to, are either, yeah, directly, the actual fasiqeen are the kuffar, the non-believers. Otherwise, fasiqeen is used for munafiqeen also, is used for Fir'aun, is used for Samiri, who was in the time of Fir'aun, and is used for the believers also. And fasiq is that person who transgresses and breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala openly, flagrantly. A person who does it privately, that won't be called a fasiq, but a person who openly breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala, Like a person, for example, does not keep a sunnat beard, then he will be regarded as a fasiq. Consequently, his adhan is not approved of. His imamat is not approved of. He is a fasiq. A person who wears his trouser below his ankles, that person will also be called a fasiq. Any guna a person commits openly. These are just few gunas that commonly we are involved in. So Allah Ta'ala says, when we break this laws of Allah like that, then Allah puts a seal on the heart. Then Allah deprives that person from hidayah. And this also is explained, when a person commits a guna, a black spot is formed on his heart. If he makes tawbah, his heart is clean, he died from Allah Ta'ala comes, and that person gets guided. But if he doesn't make tawbah and the whole heart becomes black now, when that happens, then now he cannot see the right. In fact, now he sees the right as wrong and the wrong as right. And unfortunately, we witness that also quite commonly, that many things which are clearly haram according to Quran and Hadith are being proven as jais and permissible. And in fact, that we can't live without those things. The very opposite. This is when that Allah deprives a person of that hidayat, and now this gunas of his, that he goes overboard. It is also just like a person is filling a glass with gunas. Allah does not take that person to task until the glass is full with gunas and the gunas overflow from the glass. That is when Allah takes a person to task. If a person is committing guna, he makes tawbah, so he's emptying his glass again. And if he keeps it before it overflows, Allah does not take that person to task. But when he does not make tawbah and the gunas overflow now, then Allah Ta'ala takes a person to task, and one of the worst punishment that Allah misguides a person. We will take it more serious that when a person becomes paralyzed, for example, a person becomes blind, for example, but the worst is when his thinking goes wrong now, and he sees the right as wrong and the wrong as right. He doesn't get tawfiq of tawbah from Allah. He doesn't get hidayat from Allah. So this is all on account of our gunas. Then Allah takes us to task like that. So we should be very careful of every guna, so much so that ulama said that no guna is too small. Because on any guna, Allah can take a person to task. And no neki, good deed, is small. Because on any small deed, Allah can declare forgiveness for a person and he can acquire his jannah. So we must not think of any neki as small and say it's mustahab, it's sunnat, it's nafil. No, it's very important. And don't regard any guna, be adabi, don't say something that is just a small guna, it's only makruh. We don't know on that Allah can take us to task. So Allah give us tawfiq that we turn to Allah in sincerity, repent and ask Allah for hidayat, and particularly that hidayat which turns our heart automatically, and then we just start seeing the right as right and the wrong as wrong, and we get the strength and ability and the desire to do it also. Righteousness comes into us. May Allah give us all tawfiq.